have the skipper disturbed for this. It is really nothing.
Well, as you wish, sir.
The man who brought this note, he is still in the hotel.
In the entrance hall, yes, sir.
We shall be in time.
I believe there is...
Mr. Staunton?
Do you have everything ready?
Mr. Staunton, sir?
What is it?
Is everything all right, sir?
Quite, Porter, thank you. Let us go, then.
Well, we came to find him in here this morning, and he was still gone, sir.
That's a pity. You only ever heard the one word. Time is not in our favour.
And what happened to the note?
Oh, Mr. Staunton took that with him, sir.
You didn't see what it said, I suppose?
No, sir.
Did Mr. Staunton receive any other messages yesterday?
There was a telegram, sir, at about 6 o'clock.
And did you see that?
No, sir, I did not.
Did Mr. Staunton send an answer?
Yes, sir, he wrote it.
Yes, and did you see what he wrote?
No, sir, I didn't see that either. He wrote it over there with his back to me, and when he finished it, he said, "All right, Porter, I'll take this myself."
But what did he write it with?
A pen, sir.
Oh, it's pity. He used one of these forms.
Top one, sir.
But what does it matter what Godfrey wrote with?
A pencil would have left an impression of his message in the paper beneath.
A fact which has dissolved many a happy marriage, Mr. Overton. However, a pen will very often... Yes, here we are, upon the blotting pad.
Turn it to the glass, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah, quite unnecessary. The paper's so thin, we have but to reverse it. So,
stand by us, for God's sake.
Yes, just the end of his message. Yet even that indicates that the young man foresaw a considerable danger.
Stand by us. Another person is involved.
Or more than one other, sir.
Well, it must refer to the team, then. We shall need someone to stand by us. Without Godfrey, we're certain to be lost.
I believe Mr. Staunton had cares more pressing even than a football match, Mr. Overton.
Surely this other person is most likely to be the bearded man, Holmes.
And you remember, he was nervous himself, sir.
And what is the connection between Godfrey Staunton and the bearded man? What is the third source from which they so desperately sought help?
Well, as to that, we've only to find out to whom the telegram was addressed.
Yes, exactly, Watson, exactly. Letters, bills, notebooks, nothing here. By the way, Mr. Overton.
Yes?
I suppose your friend was a healthy young man, nothing amiss with him.
Rather not. Sound as a bell, old Godfrey.
Never known him at all.
Never. He's been laid up with a hack, as have we all from time to time, and he once slipped a kneecap.
Dear me.
No, but that was nothing, Doctor, I assure you.
He may perhaps not have been as strong as you suppose.
Some secret trouble, you mean? No, he should certainly have let his skipper know. Besides, Mr. Holmes, you've never seen Godfrey play.
Well, with your assent, I will put one or two of these papers in my pocket in case they should bear upon the inquiry.
Who are you, sir? And by what right do you presume to trifle with a gentleman's private papers?
I am a private detective.
Oh, you are you? And who instructed you?
I did, sir. To explain the disappearance of my friend, Mr. Staunton.
And who are you, sir?
I am Cyril Overton.
Ah, then it is you who sent me a telegram.
You are Lord Mount James?
I have come as quickly as the Bayswater omnibus would bring me. So, you have hired a detective? And all these hangers-on with him, have you?
You'll excuse me, gentlemen. I have my duties to attend to.
This gentleman is Mr. Holmes's colleague.
Dr. John Watson.
And are you prepared to meet the costs of this inquiry?
My friend Godfrey, if he is found, will be...
And if he's never found, eh?
Well, in that case, his family would...
Nothing of the sort, sir! Don't you look to me for a penny! I may be all the family that young man has got, but I tell you, sir... And you, Mr. Detective... That I will not be responsible. No, sir.
I quite understand your position, sir, but I must advise you that if your nephew, poor man that he is, has been kidnapped, as I suspect...
Kidnapped? Well, ridiculous. No criminal in his senses would raise Godfrey any sort of a prize. Oh, he's big enough and old enough to look after himself. And I absolutely refuse to waste good money with hunting for him.
You are entirely right, sir. Godfrey Staunton could not have been kidnapped for anything which he himself possesses, but the fame of your wealth has gone abroad, Lord Mount James. An enterprising gang might have secured your nephew in order to gain from him some information.
Information?
As to your house, your habits, your treasure.
I find it very difficult, sir, to credit so fantastic a scheme. So base a criminality.
Such at the time, sir, I'm afraid.
No, no, no. Godfrey, he's a fine lad. Staunch lad. Nothing could induce him to give... Good God. To give his uncle away?
I, for one, would trust Godfrey with my life, sir.
Yeah. I'll have the plate moved to the bank this evening. Yes. This very evening. In the meantime, I beg you to spare no pains, Mr. Detective. Leave no stone unturned to bring Godfrey safely back.
We shall find him, sir.